the Harvey House in El Paso located? And how much, where was the first Harvey House located in Kansas, yeah. the state of Kansas?
What
where did Mr. Harvey start?
What was the city?
Yeah, what was the city?
Don't say it.
But where did he start his restaurants in Kansas?
544-5876. Okay, we can get that call in and it'll be fine and dandy. In the meantime, I think maybe she had her radio up a little high near the phone. That might have been the case.
Yeah.
Otherwise, give us a try.
But one of the questions I had that I wanted to start at was Harvey Girls right. was a great way for young women to get away from home and get out to explore the great world. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was interesting was that the money that they pay them, it was one of my questions, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it, is they were making $17.50 a month.
That's a decimal.
Right. $17.50 a month. Yeah.
A month.
Excuse me. Thank you.
But they got free board.
Right, exactly. But that
room,
was good money.
And their uniforms were cleaned. And so it was good. They sent a lot of it home.
What year did we talking about here for $17.50 a month? What year would that have been? In the 1800s?
1800s, yeah.
But like 1890, 81. I mean, how soon did Mr. Harvey get this thing off the ground?
Well, they had already started it there in Raton. But with the girls, Tom went right back, and let's go into what the girls wore and things
like
that.
Oh, please, yeah, and then we'll figure out the year here at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, but the girls had.
Okay, first of all, they advertised. They had to advertise for these girls, and they wanted them to be 18 to 30 years of age, good character, attractive, and intelligent. If they had gone through high school, they were thrilled. Can you imagine if you had a daughter and she walked in and she said, I'm going to be a Harvey girl to her parents? And they thought, what are she talking about? Well, I want to go out west. Well, that's another thought. I don't want her going out there. Why do you want to go out there? Well, I want to see what an Indian is.
Oh, my.
And I want to see the cowboys.
Oh, all the lines are full. But one thing, all of our phone lines are now ringing, Shelley. So pick them up as fast as you can. We got them all going. So back to you. I'm sorry. So
no problem.
The girls were recruited locally, wherever they were.
Wherever they were.
Now, they were generally girls who had not necessarily seen much of the world except in their own little town.
Mainly they were in the West Coast and in the Midwest. And the West hadn't really come about yet. It was still kind of barren and kind of wild and woolly.
Yeah.
And so they brought them in. They signed a contract, a one-year contract, and they taught them the Harvey way. They had to wear a uniform, the long black skirt, 13 inches from the floor, and the blouse, long-sleeve black blouse, and a white apron on top, no makeup, no fingernail polish. I mean, they were really regimented.
No hairstyles either.
No.
Just well, in a bun and that's
in,
it.
In a bun, yeah.
Wow.
Or very, very carefully
short.
Done, yeah, because they were serving food. And they were well taken care of. It was like dormitory living. They had a place to live them. And then they also had a mother, a dormitory mother. They told them how to dress, who they could date. They had a 10 o'clock curfew. I mean, and they worked. They really worked.
Yeah, and I will tell you one thing. It always makes you ladies bristle when somebody goes, oh, well, they were, you know, they really thought that they were women of ease and that they were easy to pick. You know, they were prostitutes. And somebody's and I said, no. Uh-uh.
I think there was only one that eventually turned out and ran a prostitute area from Deming, New Mexico,
yeah.
but
and
she wasn't with the company anymore.
She was a very rare thing. Like you said, she was kicked out right away.
Yeah.
I mean, that was very rare. If anything, they ran off and got married.
She
or
needed
such.
Money for her sister. She was the sole support of her sister.
Yeah. And the precision with which they lived is another matter. Let's get to that after the break. But before the break, we got to go to callers again. Are we ready to try Sue? A caller named Sue. Here goes Sue.
You're back.
Sue's on the air. You there?
Hi.
Okay. Let's try this again, Sue. Okay. What was the, which question did you have the answer to?
Even the new one.
The second one, the one about where he started. He started in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Leavenworth,
there you
yes,
go.
A lot of people end their careers in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Yeah. Yes.
But not this one.
In the big house.
One side or the other.
Go ahead,
I
Sue.
Just wanted to make a comment about the appropriateness of your show today. yesterday, Turner Classic Movies showed the movie Harvey Girls with Judy Garland and Angela Lansbury.
There you go.
We didn't know we were so timely. Thank you for making us look good. That's cool.
Okay, so did you want the $20 gift certificate to Pepe's, or did you want the certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest?
How about Pepe's?
Pepe's is good. Okey-dokey,
Pepe's is good, and there's a special today. What was it again, Press? It was number three, combo three, $6 today. But we can't give Sue, even if you win the Pepe's coupon today, you have to have the coupon picked up during business hours. You know how that works?
That would be
next
week.
Yes, ma'am. Shelley will come on and tell you how to pick up that coupon, and thank you for playing. Anything else on your mind this morning?
That's it.
All right, hold
Thanks
on.
For
here
listening.
Comes Shelley. And we got another caller here on two, Shelley. We got a caller on two named Dan. Hey, Dan, there's a couple of questions left. We made some up. You got another one? We got Dan on the
Hey, Dan, can you answer the second question, which was where was the Harvey House originally located?
No, that's not the reason that I called. I had a regular question, though.
Okay, go for it. What you got, Dan?
The regular question was, where was the movie that Judy Garland starred in for the Harvey Girls? And I just heard a while ago they said it was on TV. That was crazy. My mother-in-law, Peggy Wilson, worked as the secretary for Santa Fe here in El Paso. And she stayed up at the Harvey House in Belen, and we've gone up there to Belen, and we've enjoyed taking the tour up there of the Harvey House. But me and my wife, as we reminisce about Santa Fe and the early days, we were trying to find some of the memorabilia for the Harvey Girls. And so I've been looking for that movie for about 30 years, and now I found out that it was on TV yesterday.
Well, didn't the lady say it was on Turner Classics? I think that's what she said.
Right. I don't know what that entails to watch. If that's real time or recorded time, I don't have a very fancy TV set up.
Well, they do.
Apple.
If you get cable, you should be able to get TCM or Turner Classic Movies on demand.
Right. Oh, on demand.
Yeah, they have it
well,
on
guess
demand.
What? Dan is going to demand it. I know he is.
Yeah, we demand more money for the cable company. No.
All right, Dan, I got one for you.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Okay. Would you like a $20 coupon to Pepe's?
No. You pass that along to somebody that's deserving. I go up there anyway on a weekly basis.
I know. I see you up there all the time. All right. Thanks for calling. You take care. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Okay. We'll give the coupon to Press. What do you think? Press gets the coupon to Pepe's. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Just say yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
there you
yes,
go.
Yes, I'll take it.
All
I'll
right.
take it.
We should be taking a break from this madness because it's just going to continue. The phones now work wonderfully. And shall we do that? Facebook is another adventure to talk about real quick.
Yes, we'll be working. I'm working on that right now. I haven't got her picture up yet, but I will be soon. But we got the picture of the Harvey Girls. And so
it is up there.
It is up.
We do indeed. All right.
The El Paso History Radio Show. And you can make comments or take a look at the pictures of the You have an actual Fred Harvey Meals picture up there that you put up.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we got that. And also, for the next hour, we promoted Concordia.
Yes.
And that's another picture there. That's a drone picture, by the way.
People are dying to get there.
Yes, indeed. You always have to say that.
I know.
And what's the next line? Is it something? It's probably not clean.
Yeah, well, I've been putting up weekly posts for them and been kind of interesting. People have been giving remarks.
So, but that's our second hour, and those guests are coming in and talking about that then. All right, in the meantime, we'll be taking a break. Call us if you need to. The number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As if we needed history lessons. Well, I guess we do. So here's one for you. A history lesson, Southwest Chapter of Railway Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday, October 9th. El Serape Restaurant, 5103 Montana, 6 p.m. Bring some money. The program is Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railway, which is a bizarre little railway. Jim Harriott is going to do that one, 591-2326 for info. Rio Grande Chapter, Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Stand up when you say that, ma'am, would you please? Friday, October the 11th, Greenery in Sunland Park, 11 a.m. Sounds like food again. Bring some money. They don't want money for the talk. You got to pay for your food. Program will be Cynthia Ann Parker and Other Historic Escapades. Visitors interested in Texas history encouraged to attend, 760-5775 on that one. And, drum roll, Harvey Girls.
That's right. Harvey Girls of El Paso will meet Monday, October 14th at the Union Passenger Station Depot at 700 West San Francisco Street at 2 p.m. And, okay, even talk this morning. And the program will be on historic depots of Texas, and we're going to let Press DeCoop speak a little bit more about that. But the phone number, if you want more information in case you don't catch it here, is 591-2326. And then we have the El Paso Corral of the Westerners International number 26. We'll meet Friday, October 18th at the Holiday Inn at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. And their program is going to be Suffragettes in El Paso, presented by Joseph Longo. And that's a dinner program for $20. And you must RSVP by the 14th of October to 759-9538. And then we have the walkthrough history coming up on October 19th, and we'll be talking more about that on the second hour.
Big time, we will be doing that. We got a trivia. Another caller's coming in after this one. Ooh. This one is Raul. Good morning. You're on the radio. Ooh.
Good morning, Raul.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
As normal, we're crazy, but so what?
Hey. It's a crazy world. If you're not crazy in this crazy world, then you're really crazy.
Oh, well, you're not rowing your boat gently down the stream in that case. Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah. The original Harvey House was in Topeka, Kansas.
Yes, we got that.
Oh.
That was answered.
Okay.
Wait a minute. They said Leavenworth.
Topeka.
We gave out the.
I guess he landed in Leavenworth, but the original Harvey House was Topeka.
We gave
right?
out the prize to
Topeka.
The wrong winner last time. You're right, because we had.
Oh,
the
do I get the prize?
Well, we're going to have to give it to you.
We're going to have to because he's a smart man.
I'm going to photocopy a Pepe's, which will work because I signed it.
And he knows where we are, so
yeah,
he
can.
Yeah, I know where you guys are.
You can find
hey,
us.
By the way, I want to give a log. I went to the Nerd Night at the Keystone Heritage
Park. Oh, did
you?
How was that?
Well, it was awesome.
Oh, cool.
I highly recommend it. It was really, entertaining and informative, and it's a beautiful place, and they've really done a great job in fixing up the area. I was very impressed.
Well, what happened? I was way out of town for that. I couldn't make it. So what went on in the Nerd Night?
Well, they had two individuals. One of them was a geologist, an older gentleman, and then a younger guy. I figured that younger guy was either – an archaeologist or an anthropologist, and they started out by touring us around the place, showing us the different kind of plants that are there and the little lake that's there, talking about the, all the birds that fly in there, showed us where the where they found some of the first remains of the hut houses.
Oh, yeah.
And that it is a big deal in the world of archaeology that it's one of the most extensive sites of these hut houses. They have found somewhere about 21. They think there's maybe another 20 there. And then they took us to a little pavilion there and showed us a PowerPoint presentation talking about the area, talking about the science of archaeology, and also showed us some, artifacts that they have found there, including, you know, pottery and arrowheads and stuff like that.
Raul, you nailed it, because, I mean, a lot of people don't know half of what you just said. And it happened right here in El Paso, right on Donovan Drive. It's a world-class archaeological site called Keystone Heritage Park.
Yeah, right in the heart of the city.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you for bringing that up there. Okay.
We'd love to have you volunteer sometime.
It sounds like you're going to be the spokesperson next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hold on now. Don't go away. We've got a coupon for you. Ready?
Thanks, buddy.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. All right, now it's not time for a break yet, is it? You don't want to break in there because we have too much to do in here. We have Press Dirk up in here.
And you mentioned Keystone.
Yeah.
That's where our third statue is, Susan Shelby McGoffin.
Oh, that's
let's
right.
run
when
that
you
down.
Go out there,
okay.
Be sure and see it.
Our being the 12 Travelers of the Southwest Memorials.
Mm-hmm.
12 Travelers Memorials of the Southwest. What's the actual title?
12 Travelers of the Southwest.
Okay. And you're talking about Susan Shelby McGoffin is monument number three in bronze. Out there at Keystone.
Yes, sir.
Walk around and see what she did, because
yes.
She was a very unusual early pioneer.
She came across a covered wagon, and she came across right there about that same spot.
She was a pre-Harvey girl.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, she was 18, 19 years old or something like that.
Well, she wasn't serving people, though.
No, but she actually was the lady in the carriage at that point. And go back and pick up Padre, the first guy for Friar Garcia.
Friar Garcia.
He's
downtown.
I call him Freddie Garcia, but that's just
me.
Friar Garcia is the statue downtown. And then the second one is?
Oñate.
At the airport.
It is not the equestrian. City Council can take a hike. The name of that statue is Oñate.
Yeah, well, they renamed it the equestrian, but if you'll look underneath the hoof of the horse, it says Don Juan Oñate.
Well, it says it for real because that's what it is, and it was a political move.
Yes.
I'm really tired of politics getting involved in history because all they do is screw it up.
PC?
Consistently. I mean, let the history be the history and move on. And I asked John Cook, the mayor, I said he would never got that statue put up if he named it Oñate.
Right.
How insanely stupid is that?
And
this is not racism now, folks. This is history. Give it a break.
And we're working on our fourth.
Which is?
Benito Juarez.
And where is he going to go?
And it's beautiful, at the Chamizal.
Chamizal. Yes. Just to let you know, one of our next pieces 2 weeks from now on ABC 7 will be the Chamizal.
Great.
And I went down there to that event y'all held there where Adair Margo was speaking, and they were unveiling the monument that was going to be, not only the plaque, there's a plaque there, too.
There's a plaque.
Of Lincoln and Benito.
Right.
And
fabulous history.
Oh, it's great stuff. But this is all by the same artist, the
Hausers. John Hauser.
John Hauser and now his son Ethan. It's taken over. So the 12 Travelers is a big part of El Paso history.
Yes.
It really is. I'm glad we got that in. Okay, to the Harvey girls, we haven't gone over all the Harvey girl points.
Okay.
Because they had to serve precisely.
Okay, first of all, I want to say go back to their uniform.
Yes.
The uniform was specific through most of the places, but here in El Paso, they wore a white blouse, a white skirt down to the knee, and white stockings and shoes. Because it's so hot here most
Thank
of the time.
You, yes.
And those girls worked a lot. And so the ones up in Santa Fe, they were the more of the fun Hispanic blouses and skirts that were very colorful. So after a while, the original black and white kind of gave way to comfort.
It did. Okay. I was worried about that because it's going to be kind of hard keeping that clean.
But They had to keep those uniforms spotless, and they before they went on shift, they had to be examined. The uniform was correct. Everything was done. I mean, it was regimented. It was total. They had a lot to do.
Could you tip a Harvey girl? Mm. You could? Could they take tips?
Yes, you could tip a Harvey girl.
Oh, okay. So they can make some extra money on that. Yeah. Otherwise, they were very regimented.
And they couldn't talk. I mean, they just had to help people, but not flirt. There were always ways around things, but still.
Oh, you women know how to do things.
Very straight, yes, yes.
And the girls populated the West. I'm sorry.
And the one thing that was funny, Fred Harvey liked to, I called him the secret shopper. He'd show up when nobody knew. And he walked into his restaurant one time and sat down at the counter, and he was quizzing her about the coffee because they had these big urns of coffee, and they changed them every 2 hours. And they changed them in front of the customers to show that it was fresh coffee. And he found out also that the water in each of the cities was different, made the coffee taste a little different.
Ooh.
So he got coffee bean that would still work in all the cities, and the coffee would be the same. But after he left, the girl walked back, and she said to her keeper back there, she said, "Good grief, who was that man? He was really talking to me about all the coffee and how we did it and this. And the lady just smiled, and she said, "Dear, that was Mr. Fred Harvey."
Ooh. Oh, my God. She passed out.
She passed the test, apparently. Yeah. Press Dirkup is in the house talking about this for the rest of the hour. We got the Concordia people coming in. We need to take a break. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
You felt the fear, heard the screams that the Terror Trail has been eliciting for 10 years. You are walking in the dark. Was that a scream behind you? Is there someone in the shadows? What is it that is just out of reach? See the persecution of the pagans and their followers at the Terror Trail. Terror Trail. You may be safe once you're back in your car, if you're lucky. Make sure you bring a friend so somebody survives to tell the tale. Check out the Terror Trail Haunted House on Facebook.
If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020CENSUS.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems, I had back problems. I had had as many epidurals that I could possibly have in 1 year. That was scary. Well, I've been delivering letters to the Good Feet store for over 6 years, and the expert there finally convinced me to try their arch supports.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Keith actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way.
The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do, and lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
The future I can see now. I couldn't see it before. Where I would be without them, I have no clue.
I'm Keith, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
In El Paso at Airway and Viscount and on goodfeet.com.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Do we have history? We have history everywhere you look. Here's another one for you. The Frontera Land Alliance will host a bilingual guided hike at Rustler Canyon on Saturday, October the 19th at 9 a.m. at Cadiz Street. Now, what is a bilingual hike? They speak to some of the plants in Spanish, and they speak to some of the plants in English.
Well, you're supposed to talk to plants.
Well, but the Spanish daggers, they don't get English, so it's just that simple.
They don't
anyway, featuring the history of Wrestler Canyon, its plants and their use, animals that live in the area, and this deer in there, all over the place in there. Anyway, I'll another one for you here. Hit Waco Tank State Park and Historic Site, their 25th annual interpretive fair. Saturday, October the 19th, Sunday, October 20th, 2 days for that, 10 to 4 for each day. For the past 25 years, Waco Tanks has opened its gates to thousands of visitors during this event, and the hopes of inspiring an appreciation for our region through recreational and educational tours, presentations, and performances. Written by somebody they like English.
Yeah.
But anyway, I
need that Chinaman.
Second hour. But that's a cool story out there, Waco Tanks. Also, the tramway in October, a big hike tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., women only. I mean, you could dress up as a man and say,
I'm a
transgender hiker, let me in, I've got a beard. Anyway, October 6th, 7 a.m., tramway hike. Get up there, and they go, you like that one.
Never mind.
The Directissimo Trail up the ridge and back down. It used to be up the ridge and get the car down.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Okay, that's tomorrow morning. What do you got?
I have the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art presents films that will haunt you this October.
Oh, dear.
Every Saturday at 2 p.m., they are always free admission. And guess what they have? Abundant free parking, something you don't see downtown.
Oh.
Join host film historian Jay Duncan as he presents weekly films and shares interesting history, trivia, and more. Today, October 5th, Nosferatu, A Symphony of Terror.
What?
And, yeah, well, you got to go. It's a story is about vampire Count Orlok. Or take off of Bram Stoker's Dracula. And then next week they have the television double feature Thriller and the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. Can you imagine if everybody showed up dressed like Alfred Hitchcock?
Oh, my.
That'd be funny. It'd be so Hitchcock.
It wouldn't fit in the chairs.
I know, but I think it'd be great. Freshly popped theater popcorn, beverages, candy, and snacks are available for purchase. So that's inside the International Museum of Art in their theater. You can go online to the internationalmuseumofart.net or call them at 543-6747.
Great place down there. Yeah. It used to be the city art museum, and now it's a private museum, and it's international.
Loaded with all kinds of
And it's got
stuff.
Neat stuff in there, it really does.
Do.
Okay, Press Dierkup is here for a few more minutes. There are major things you need to tell us.
Okay. First of all, I'm in the middle of a project, and I need to find a picture of the restaurant at the depot.
In operation?
Yes. And they just don't exist. I've been through everything.
Okay, calling all shoeboxes in the attic.
Town, please, if you have in the shoebox under the bed, Grandma's old pictures, please, I need a picture.
That's how these pictures often show up.
Yes.
Somebody has to clean out someone else's attic and say, oh, what is this? I'll just throw them away. No.
Oh, no, don't throw them away. And if you have relatives, grandmothers, grandfathers that worked here at the depot, we would like to do an oral history and talk to it. Our group, that's one of the things we're trying to do. My third thing is really exciting because it's something a lot of people don't know anything about.
What?
Remember the name I said, Tom Gable, who started the Harvey Girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Tom came back. He was all over the place. He ran restaurants. He did all sorts of things, got into politics. He came back to El Paso. He bought the St. Regis Hotel.
Oh.
He worked there and ran it for 9 years. Now, when it was redone, that building, it was reconstructed by the Mills Plaza Properties as a commercial office and a parking garage, and it is now the office of the El Paso Community Foundation.
Yeah.
On the outside of that building, look at it closely, that is the facade of the St. Regis Hotel.
St. Regis. Mm-hmm.
So El Paso has something no other city has. The person that started the Harvey Girls, the building that he ran for 9 years and owned, is there.
Now that people know that, it's going to be a mecca for every one of history. We're all going to show up and look at that.
I just love to go through historical facts,
when
I found that, was Christmas.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things about the Harvey history, and it was, as I mentioned earlier, it was huge in El Paso because this was kind of a waypoint.
Yes.
I mean, by the time people got here, they wanted to get off, maybe spend the night and get back on the next day if they could do that. And they needed a place to stay, so these hotels sprang up.
Yeah.
But it was in what year? Did we ever find a year when they first started doing this Harvey business? We'll have to go back and get that. Because at some point between 1881, the trains hit here, and when the Harveys hit, there was no food on the trains. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to have them eat what was in El Paso available at that time.
Well, I'll just say there were 100,000 Harvey girls.
Wow.
100,000.
100,000.
And they finally married people working on the railroad or cowboys or the peoples in the community, the gentlemen. And every time they had a son, guess what they named that son?
Harvey?
Harvey.
Fred.
Oh, well, Fred.
Of course.
Fred.
Fred.
Why not
there's a few Harveys?
The only other thing that I want to bring up real quick and
you
not forget
20 seconds.
Is we've been meeting. This is our 10th meeting in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we are called the Fredheads. And this is the family and all the people.
Why not?
I asked Stephen Fried, I said, how did you come up with the word Fredheads? And he said, well, when they finally sold their properties up at the Grand Canyon, all the people that was with Fred Harvey Pryor, they called them the Fredheads because they still demanded and worked there, and they demanded it be Fred Harvey's
way. Okay, whatever.
But anyway, this is a convention October 25th and 28th on Friday afternoon at the Historical Society. They have talks from 12:30 to 5:30, and on Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And then we go up to Las Vegas, New Mexico. The La Costanza is having their big grand opening. I have all the information. If anybody wants to, give me a call at 915-751-3631, and I can mail you the information. It's something not to miss.
My phone number again?
915-751-3631.
I'll put that on our Facebook page.
Okay, you're not there right now, but you'll take a message on the machine or whatever.
Yes, oh yes, absolutely.
And you'll get back to people. Harvey Girls is an interesting part of El Paso history. Another overlay of El Paso history, which actually is kind of world class when you think about what they were doing.
Right. Well, it's addictive. I'll warn you. It's addictive.
Oh, no question. Press Derkup, thanks for coming in here.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the trails, as we say.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned. Next hour, we got the Concordia people coming
in.
That's
right.
And if you don't know what the Day of the Dead is, don't be scared. It's easy.
Or the walkthrough history.
That's even bigger. All right. See you next hour.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department is responding to a request from congressional Democrats for documents related to the impeachment inquiry.
State Department sent a letter last night to Congress, which is our initial response to the document request. We'll obviously do all the things we're required to do by law.
Pompeo made the comment at a news conference in Greece today, where he's wrapping up a visit to Southern Europe. The House Foreign Affairs Committee had subpoenaed Pompeo to provide the documents last week. Democrats warned that failure to cooperate would amount to obstruction of the official House impeachment inquiry. The White House says President Trump plans to tell House Speaker Nancy Pelosi they won't cooperate with the inquiry until the full House votes to authorize it. Two officials told USA Today that the White House is preparing a letter of objection to Pelosi. Trump confirmed the letter while speaking to reporters Friday on the South Lawn and said, "As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly." Pelosi said this week that there's no requirement under the Constitution that the whole House vote before proceeding with an impeachment inquiry. President Trump says his administration is making great strides on behalf of African Americans. Speaking to members of the Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington, he said the economy is booming and wages are rising for everyone.
And African American youth unemployment, young African American talented people, recently reached the lowest rate ever recorded.
While touting the latest jobs report, Trump blasted so-called radical Democrats, saying no one has hurt African Americans more. The president praised African Americans for helping build the nation, adding they have not been given enough credit for their many contributions. Oregon is the latest state to ban flavored vaping products amid a nationwide outbreak. Two of the 18 deaths reported so far are in Oregon, with nearly 1,100 cases of people getting sick. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
The iHeartRadio app is...
It's free. You don't have to pay anything.
Free wins, baby.
Because it has everything that I need all condensed in one feature.
Yeah, everything's all together.
And I get all the music.
Yeah, music is pretty much everything to me. You know, it sets my mood.
No matter what mood I'm in or whatever I'm doing, there's always a playlist for me.
I love the hip-hop pump-up playlist.
They do the work for me.
The iHeartRadio app. Radio, music, podcasts. All free. Free never sounded better. Download the iHeartRadio app today.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause.